You're listening to The Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select, with Benjamin Hockman, Derek Gould, and Ben Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
How can that not bring America together?
I'm just saying, there's this song and then there's all other songs. It's a great song of all time.
From the 314, we get Check Out Naturally. Great barbershop. Harmonies was awesome when I saw them live.
Nice. Naturally. All right, yeah. I'm telling you, Huey Lewis in the news, America is at a crossroads right now. You know, people are mad at each other. People are angry. One thing will bring us all together.
Mm-hmm.
Huey Lewis and his news.
Halftime.
I wonder if guys at the bar like go up to the girls like, I'm in the news.
If they're part of the news?
Or if they're like a broadcaster.
Like if Doug Vaughn went up to someone Doug and said, I'm in the news.
Oh, you're like a backup?
Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis, yeah. That's true. Benjamin Hockman alongside Chris Gardner and Brendan Schaefer. We're the Writer's Block presented by Bud Select. Guardsy.
Got a voicemail yesterday in the morning before the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I have permission to play this voicemail.
Who's it from?
Friend of mine, friend of ours, a friend of everyone's, Sean, who used to deal in antiquities.
Sean, who used to deal in antiquities.
So this is what Sean left on my phone.
Hey, where are you and what are you watching? You got to put it on. Hallmark Channel. The kitchen bowl is beginning. That's right. Goodbye. Otherwise, the puppy bowl is a bit boring. Because all the clumsy, they're not athletes. Cats are athletes. They're on Channel Left, Animal Planet. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Happy Super Bowl, bye.
So Sean would only watch the kitten bowl, not the puppy bowl, because dogs aren't athletes, kittens are athletes.
And I agree.
Was there a ball in the kitten bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
Once you got the voicemail from Sean who used to deal in antiquities,
did you
go to the station?
I did watch the kitten bowl. I watched both games, actually.
The kitten bowl and the puppy bowl.
Yeah, well... let me clarify. I didn't watch the Puppy Bowl. It was on television. I saw, I guess, some things happening with it. But with the Kitten Bowl, they had like playoff games and the championship game.
Yes, they had multiple teams.
Yeah,
like they whole league. Like,
they had the whole tournament,
and
baby.
The Lions. Yeah, so they had.
What
they
were
had
the
a
names
lot
of the teams?
A lot of puns.
I was gonna say you gotta pun it up.
Yeah, they most certainly did that. John Sterling, the Yankees radio announcer, was the play-by-play announcer for it, along with Mary Carrillo.
Come on, she's funny.
For the Kitten Bowl.
So okay.
That was solid.
So who won the Kitten Bowl, you know?
I can't remember. I thought it was the Felines.
Wait, let's pause and look it up.
Son of a... Yes. But as I'm watching it and watching the puns, I thought of Witzel Soup. Witzel sucked.
Oh, of course, the pun condition that
yeah.
I have. Yeah.
And I thought of you, and I was like, man, you would be great as like the on-field reporter, the sideline reporter.
Well, maybe we could get, I mean, we have 365 days
mm-hmm.
to make this happen.
So I think that would be a great job for you, like John Sterling or Mary Carrillo throwing it down to you.
Let's go down to the playing surface for Benjamin Huckman's take. On today's game.
And you could even be like...
I'll tell you, today's game is the cat's meow. Back to you, Mary.
That's what you would do.
That's what I would do. Yes. Hmm. Or as Ben Fred would say... Well, Brendan, hit the thing.
That's these.
Wait, what?
The cat's knees.
There you go.
The cat's knees. That's Ben Fred.
So Ben Fred's not in the running to be a sideline reporter like you.
Oh, yeah. I would love to do it.
So I think I just was watching and thought it was right up your alley. Oh, I also was, I guess not watching, but I saw some tweets about.
Cat-like reflexes by that one.
The Super Bowl party with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Is that not the best party to be at, though? just think of what's going to be around you.
A lot of baked items.
The food's going to be great, number one, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll do stuff in between.
That'll make you want to eat more.
That'll make you want to eat more. Is that not like the best duo to throw a Super Bowl party of all time? Because they have their show together on, is it MTV or VH1? They have that cooking show they do.
Mm.
So obviously they try to tie them in here again. But if you think Super Bowl party and say, hey, two people hosting it, it's Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. It's got to be the best duo ever to host a Super Bowl party.
If you're into that, what if you're more into harder stuff?
Like what?
Like you mentioned Michael Irvin earlier.
Oh, okay. I'm sure. Look, I'm sure he could help you out with finding the other stuff.
Yeah.
Look, there, look, the focus will be on the pot. Okay. But you're going to be able to get other stuff if needed.
Okay.
With the people that'll be around.
I was not aware that we were talking about drugs.
What? Pot's not really a drug.
It is legal in two of the 50 states.
I didn't say it. That doesn't make it not a drug. I didn't say illegal drugs.
But what were you thinking?
Pot's pot.
What did you,
I don't know. Appetizers.
You thought like Snoop brought the appetizers and then she made like
she
the
made
entree?
Like desserts or something. I don't know.
Well, Snoop did tweet he had brownies for her.
Okay, so that's why
that
I thought,
good.
You know,
that's
funny. Some brownies.
That's really funny.
Oh, those kind of brownies.
Yeah. It was that was the place you would want to be, I would think.
But like, what is the crowd like? Are they Martha's friends or are they Snoop's friends?
They're hopefully both.
Who are Martha's friends?
She's been in prison.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We get back. Maybe some Fabry talk. Maybe some Mizzou talk. Here in the Writer's
some
Block.
Hall of Fame talk.
Oh, yeah. Because Kurt Warner's in the Hall of Fame. That actually is probably the route we'll go. Here on the Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HG2, and InsideSTL.com.